Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which is titled Magic Often Feels Like Broken. It's fairly self-explanatory. I'm going to tell you about lots of the things that I've learned are problems or issues or weird that don't appear to apply to a lot of people. And that's because there's like the muggle stuff and the magic stuff. And then on the internet or in real life or wherever, they're all just presented as stuff. And so it takes a while to sort out what's magic and what's muggle. And magic often feels like broken because muggles are usually louder and more strategic in everything that they do. So the first thing that can help you distinguish between whether you're magic or muggle is if you're really, really into perfection porn, you're probably a muggle. So those people with perfect lives on the internet who use the word coterie seriously, like C-O-T-E-R-I-E, they use them without irony, those people. They have dinner parties and they use five-syllable words that have better, more effective two-syllable counterparts. Those artists who make you feel small, lonely, or tired by virtue of seeing so much polish at play. They build the most impeccable walls until you have no choice but to believe that you're just plain broken. Those people, they're muggles. It's okay, let them muggle. They can give you 84-step systems to get shit done, and when it comes to how to automate your fucking checking account so that your rent goes out on time, that's fucking great. That's a muggle system that actually works. But when it comes to magic, there is no 72-step formula that will get you to exactly where you want to go. It's not a copyable thing. It's a thing that you have to feel all the way down within yourself, and then you can figure some shit out and lay some muggle on top. But you can't start with muggle and then let it lead you into magic. It has to be that you start with magic and then eventually figure out that there's muggling to do. Another time that magic feels like broken is when you don't trust peeps enough to show them who you are. So if what you show people because you don't trust them isn't who you really are, then you assume people won't love the real you. So they'll love the fake version that you show them, and then you'll resent them, and then you'll believe no one could ever love the real you. So part of being magic is that you only show your muggle side, and then you're like, nobody knows my magic side, it's too much. And then you feel like an outcast or a weirdo or a freak show. But if you're willing to be like, hey, I'm fucking magic, or I have a suspicion that I'm magic, are you magic too? And to go there first, or at least to go there, then people can be like, yes, actually. And then you can have a conversation in which you have no walls and you actually see each other, instead of you two magical beings that just kind of put up their muggle walls and then you talk about, like, I don't know, the Kardashians, which I love the Kardashians, but in terms of really getting deep to the heart of my nature, Kim is never going to do it for me. And talking about Kanye is never going to get me there. Cool. So when you let your real self out, you might feel broken, but if you do it with the right people, you're going to feel less broken and more like magic. But unless you let people see you, it probably won't work out. Magic feels like broken when you let money drive, because money is a muggle thing. So money is a really good backseat passenger. It's not a good driver. The places money takes you, they aren't all that interesting. They're typically founded, like, way deep down in panic or fear, and they generally aren't sustainable. So when you decide that helping people or fixing people or whatever it is that you do for people, when you decide that's number one and then money is number two, life proceeds pretty well. If you're magic. If you decide that money is number one and helping people is number two, then you're letting your muggle drive. And if you're not a muggle, that's going to go horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. So get the order twisted. Helping people and money, fantastic. Money and helping people, no, very bad, because you're going to make choices that are based in, I just need more money. And that generally ignores your magic bits. So if the magic bits get the first say and money gets the second say, awesome. That's exactly how we want it. You're probably not going to be a multimillionaire in six easy steps and three easy payments of $9.99 to find out how to do it. But you're also not going to be like a horrible, miserable person who's cowering behind a muggle facade and who uses words like coterie and without irony. Like, they're just, they can't exist in the same room. You will probably... the reason that I'm doing all of this talking right now, magic feels like broken the most when you feel like you're in a very large room full of people who are giving you their attention, trying to understand you, and fucking failing. So I was in a room a little over 4 years ago with a group of people, and I said to them, I want to give, odds of me crying very high here, I want to give half my business away. Like, away, away. Like, whatever I make, half of it just goes to charity, and I'll pick the charity later, or I'll, you know, whatever, I'll divide it. It doesn't matter. The details are not as important as this big, generous, magical spirit thing that was like, hey, I want to give half my business away. And nobody outright shamed me. They didn't like, you're a stupid fucking idiot. But they sat me down and they reminded me that earning money is a really important thing and that there's nothing like earning money to light you up. And so I just was like, I am so broken because it, every time that it's just about money, it does nothing for me on any level. Like, it, my feels don't light up. I don't feel like my life has meaning or purpose. And so if we, so I didn't do it. I didn't give half my business away. I was like, okay, we'll try it your way. Cause I am very clearly a broken, broken human who just wants to give stuff away. And then people will shame you like, well, you're just playing small, or you're just, no, I'm actually playing much fucking bigger than you, motherfucker. Like, when someone makes $27 million and they give $20,000 away, that's great. When somebody makes $40,000 and gives $20,000 away, they're playing a much bigger game. Like, their whole fucking heart is on the line there. And that's the kind of game I want to play. So, but it's taken four whole years to come back around to that thought and to be like, maybe it's not that I'm fucking broken. Maybe it's that it's my job to be magic and to let being magic be okay. So if you're ever like, I'm making so much money, or I've made more money than ever, why don't I feel anything? Unless that money is deeply tied to who you are, to what you want to do and be in the world, and how you wish to live your life, it really doesn't make any goddamn bit of difference whether it's $100,000 or $1 million or $2 million. Or, look, I can look at it, I can watch it. There's a ghostwriting project launching right now, and I can watch money roll in like boom, 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 boom. And I can be grateful, and it doesn't light up any of the other feels. It's just grateful that I can pay my bills, and that's cool. There isn't a deep, magical, oh my God, this is my purpose in life sense. Because it isn't. Because it's muggle. Because I, as a muggle, posing, like, I have to pay the bills, and that's cool. But I will never, ever, ever forget that moment when it was like, I'm really, really broken. And I just need to learn to love money more. No, that's aiming for the wrong goalpost. Like, that is like shooting a field goal for the other team. Shooting, kicking, whatever, suck it. No, you don't need to love money more. You need to make money to have a business. You need to have some systems in place that will make it easier. Muggles are so helpful when it comes to systems. But until your source of income in your business is in some way tied to your personal magic, and the things that you do in the world and the ways that you see the world that are just exquisitely unique to you, it's not going to go that well. And you can beat yourself up about how you just need to love money more, or you just need to try harder, or you just need to focus on the money and then worry about the other things later, or you'll start giving when, which is another one that I tried. Like, okay, well, I'll start giving when, like when my business makes, you know, $500,000 a year, then I'll start giving money. Well, why? Why not fucking start giving money right now? Why not start giving money last Tuesday? And it doesn't have to be like some big giant gesture that's like half of your total net worth. But like, why not start now? Because that is some magic shit. Anytime that there's money coming in and then you give that shit away, that is pure fucking magic. Because muggles hoard their money. Have you seen Donald Trump lately? Like, it's all just a sort of nasty, fearful hoarding feeling. So anytime that you find yourself wrapping around yourself, like if you had money bags, you would just be clutching them to your chest in a feared, in a scared kind of way. You're just having a muggle moment. And that's cool. And magic will always kind of be the opposite of that, which is like, hey, you can probably let some of that go. Probably. Not saying definitely, not saying you don't have debt, not saying there aren't very reasonable things you need to pay down. But the spirit of generosity is really important to magic. Because there isn't any six-step formula that is the spirit of generosity. And it's not something that you check off, like, yes, I am a philanthropist. It's something that comes from like way deep within you. And when you don't listen to it, it's painful and you will feel broken. Like I did. Hooray. You can also not trust your own magic, which will make you feel probably the most broken, which is there are two choices in front of you, and maybe they're of great consequence, and maybe they're just not all that important. But you understand that this is a moment. Like, this is not like, should I have eggs with or without bacon for breakfast? It's not that kind of a decision. You know that there are most definitely these two things to work with. And everything in you is like, option A, option A, option A. And then you're like, yeah, but option B. I'm gonna take option B. That is when you're not trusting your own magic, which is another word for it is your intuition or like the voice that's inside of you that's like, hey, yeah, you definitely want to do that thing. And then someone or something comes along, shuts you down. Typically, it can just be logic and practicality, like, well, I have to pay the rent for this month and next month, so I'm gonna go with option B. Also, sometimes options A and B are an option. So, can you do your practical rent paying things and also do the thing that makes you so fucking happy you can't even stand it? Because maybe it isn't a choice at all. Maybe it's just an and you make time for and. The other way that you cannot trust your own magic is that when you have connected, when you have tied into the thing that's like, this is the thing I do, this is the thing I sell, that instead of saying it in that way, you're like, this is the thing? This is the thing I sell? And everything ends in question marks. And so you hesitate to take money from people, and then they hesitate to pay you. If you hesitate to take the money, they hesitate to pay you. That's just the way it is. If someone is selling you a used car and they say it's $800, okay, well, I feel like there's room for negotiation there. And then if the car is not even worth $800, like what is secretly wrong with it that I don't know about, right? But if that same person is like, yeah, it's a really great car. I'm moving across the country. I don't want to drive it that far. It's $800. You're like, boom, done, sold. So sometimes not trusting your own magic is as simple as your tone of voice. If it all ends in question marks, it is not going to end well. And then taming the magic just enough that instead of having the question marks lead the way, you let the little muggle bits that are confident lead the way. Be like, yes, this is worth it for sure. And then when it comes to money, to stop worrying about money. So letting yourself either book spots further out or have openings further out or have sales pitches or promos like ready to go further out. So that instead of working on like, okay, I need to make this much money right the fuck now, you can be like, okay, I have income streams set up. Because income streams are totally muggle and they are totally fucking beautiful. So I can be like, okay, I'm gonna earn already in the bank this much, this much, this much, this much, and then I just need to supplement it maybe here and there in a couple of places. But the more that you can see as you're running your business, that it's going to come in. The money is going to be there. It isn't just always feast or famine, sink or swim, life or death. Ah, that instead of trying to take on 14, clients in 1 month and then zero the next, what if you just said you're busy because you only take 7 a month? So now you have 2 months worth of income, bada bing, bada boom. You have safe boundaries there. You have plenty of sleep. You have plenty of time to eat. Everyone gets taken care of, and you just push clients further and further back until you're full as you would like to be. So, as income is flowing, you can hold the boundaries of what you're capable of handling instead of cramming more into the current month. Because muggles do have that right. They do have that hold, like, okay, you just make an income stream and you set it and you set it and you set it. And we all have muggle and magic within us, but I would say that we all have a lead passenger. And there are some things that are just pure muggle, like accounting is pure muggle. And yet it's necessary, okay? Like there are still goblins in Harry Potter world, right? So let yourself do the necessary bits. But trust that when you feel broken, it might not be because you're actually broken. It might be because you're trying to muggle really fucking hard and it's not working. And that's okay, because I'm right there with you, baby. So let's review. Magic feels like broken when you look at perfection porn and you're like, it doesn't even appeal to me, let alone how do I wonder how you do that? Like Kinfolk magazine, I could just light it on fire. Don't give a shit. Magic feels like broken when you don't trust peeps enough to show them who you are, when you let money drive, when you are shamed for not letting money drive, or when you don't trust your own magic. This, my friend, is all about the magic and the muggle and the mystery and the meaning. And the actually M School is all about this kind of thing. This is the stuff that I don't share readily because it scares me to share it, because talking about magic sounds like I'm a fucking weirdo. And yet, it's one of the single most painful moments in my life to feel so fucking alone and to not do what I knew I was supposed to do. And it took 4 fucking years to get back there, and that is painful. So I would like to save you that experience. I would like to save you from perfection porn and muggle systems that say you must do this or you must do that, because you don't have to do any goddamn thing you don't want to. So why don't we start there? Why don't we start with, what is it that holds you back and makes you feel terrible and horrible? What is it that you think you should be doing but you're not? What is it that's like, oh God, you're right, I did agree at some point that until I did X, I wouldn't have to give money away, or until I did X, I wouldn't be happy. We'll find those things and we'll look at them. And I don't know what they are yet because they're different for everyone, but we'll look at them. And then we'll talk about, okay, and based on this, how do we add more magic into your business? And how do we help you make income in a way that is not just horribly, terribly debilitating and making you feel broken, right? And then we meet at Harry Potter World, obviously. So if you want to check it out, guys, it's less than $200. It's fucking amazing. Brandcampblog.com/mschool. So just the letter M, the letter word slash school. And that's what you do. M school. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your stories of when you were like, oh shit, I think I'm magic. Or oh shit, I think that I've just been trying to muggle really hard and that really is the problem. And if you're like, what the fuck is a muggle and what the fuck are you talking about? I'm sorry. This was a Harry Potter based episode. Muggles are people that are non-magical creatures. So I just assume that that's in the lexicon and you've probably turned it off by now, but I'm sorry. And if you've got muggle issues and you're like, damn it, you're right, but this, send me questions. I'm always here. brandcamponline@gmail.com. And come play with me on the Instagram. My username is KKALP, KKALP. And we'll see where we go. And check out M-School, brandcampblog.com/M-School. I love you, magical creature people. You're my very favorite in the whole world. Okay, bye.